Good morning. 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. D.C. Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. He joins us most Wednesdays. Last week, we had the honor of Matt Coughlin, the airport director, because D.C. was out. But D.C., welcome back, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. Great to have you. Now, I know you're not going to answer the question, so I won't ask too much, but... suffice it to say that the Doge thing and the CFO, you know, speech and the attacks on the sign and the attacks on the Sanger Theater and all that came on while you were out. We got a press release from Jason Wheeler. We've talked about this extensively in your absence. Yesterday, you indicated you didn't have anything to add. And I just want to make sure nothing has changed. You still don't have the report. You don't have the data. They haven't come back and asked for you for clarification. We're kind of at the same place we've been, right?
Yeah, that's right. And as I mentioned yesterday, you know, all I think about is, you know, we had to drop what we were doing. We had 47 staff members involved in this. We had, I believe it was 60,000 emails of metadata, countless gigabytes of data that was shared. And again, if you printed it out and lined it up end to end, it would go 50 miles long. That's how much data we shared. And so, you know, I'm just appreciative of our staff dropping what they were doing to handle, as we said from the beginning, whatever questions you ever have about how this government operates, we're happy to answer them. And if those couple of things that we certainly have differing opinions on are the biggest issues, then it is what it is. But to your point, no idea when a report's coming. None of that at this point.
It sounds to me like the compliance process was very time and personnel intensive, and it kind of sounds like you're saying maybe that one of the most inefficient things the city of Pensacola has done in the last few months is comply with the Department of Government Efficiency people from the state of Florida.
That's one opinion.
I know the political realities here. That's fine. It's fine. I'll let you off.
Hey, right.
No worries.
No, but listen, I think the bottom line is this. Doge, Department of Transportation, whatever. We have no insecurity whatsoever about how we use taxpayer dollars and the efficiency of which we do that. That's why, since the beginning, I've never had any concern whatsoever. I would only have a concern if I was insecure about some way that we were handling something. So, I certainly take pride in running this operation in a business-like manner, and that it's that every decision that we can make, we can defend. Doesn't mean everybody would always agree with it, but that we can certainly defend. And so that's why, you know, we're again happy to comply with anything that's ever asked of us of any agency, and we'll continue to do so. So we'll just see what happens from here. But yeah, no real information about what's next.
Yeah, I know I've talked a lot about how bad of a look this is from the governor's CFO's office. Anyway, well, I'll let it lie for now. What was the thing I was going to? Oh, Baptist. We just talked with Mark Faulkner and Casey Gartman yesterday extensively about the Baptist. You guys now own it. The city owns it. What is the next step? I mean, what are you doing now between now and the end of the year? I know demolition is coming, but what happens after that? What can the residents expect to see on that property and when?
Yeah, exactly. So I think the big month to remember, really in December, probably November council meeting, December action, will be two key things. One is, at that point, we should have an approved demolition contract and demolition can begin. Obviously, that'll be a long abatement process and all that through 2026. However, also at that time is when we would be bringing on our development advisor. So this is not a RFP for who the developer of a site would be or developers. This is someone who represents us that has gotten projects of this size and scale across the finish line that will be only working for the city and representing the city.
A project manager, basically.
So somebody with development experience, large-scale development experience, who can look at a proposal, who can look at the intricacies of a deal. And as we all know, we've seen around here and in other parts of the state, of the region, you know, we understand that this is a heavy lift, that this is a complex project. But as you've heard me say so many times on here, I think you have to know what you know and know what you don't know. We don't have a demolition expert that works full-time at City Hall. So what do? We go hire an owner's rep that's going to represent us every single day on site during the demolition to make sure the neighborhood's conserved and preserved and protected. So You know, so that I think that those are the types of things that you know, we should be making decisions on behalf of the taxpayer to make sure that we have the best information. So December, that will be the big part of what we do, is we want to get the demolition going. And then also we should have this group on site working for us and helping us with community engagement and all of those things as the project moves forward.
And then after that, the timeline is, as the bids, as the ideas, as the project manager sees fit, we'll see things pop up and get converted, the two buildings that are going to get converted, and you just kind of have to wait and see how that all plays out. Is that kind of where we're at?
Exactly. And part of the advisor is not just advising us. It's the community engagement. And I think one very key piece to this that was very intentional in our proposal for development advisors is we want realistic vision. Mm-hmm. In other words, and you've been here long enough, you know, we talk about big vision projects and we're going to have a Ferris wheel over here and we're going to put an amusement park over there. And then what happens is we get to the end and no developer's interested because this is what the community said that they've wanted. And then what ends up happening? Well, either that doesn't get built, and then people say, well, wait, the mayor told us they were going to build a Ferris wheel and an amusement park.
Right.
Well, it was never going to pencil to begin with. And so I think
are we still talking about the Baptist property, or have we now started talking about OLF-8? I'm confused.
No, I'm not. No comments on. Yeah, not comment. That's
all
not
right,
my business.
Fair enough. Just want to make sure we're staying on topic.
All my point is it's important that we start from the beginning. With vision, yes, but realistic vision. What can actually be gotten across the finish line? And that's why that development advisor is so valuable to have.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, in some ways it's a small thing, but in other ways it's not a small thing. Renaming of a street, a portion of West Belmont, right by Belmont and DeVillers, for Reverend John Powell. I want more streets. I want more statues. I want more signs. I want more history, not less. I love it when it's honoring people that deserve to be honored.
Yeah, we're excited about this too, and you're right. We didn't even really have a formal process for this to have this, you know, honorary street naming. And again, in the sense that there's the honorary street naming, people there's been that question of, would someone have to change their address now? No, mm-hmm. it would obviously be an honorary sign that is still on Belmont Street, but that block between DeVillers and Roos will now be named for the man that really defines that block. Right. As I said when we announced it, I couldn't think of someone in the city that's better defined geographically by that block than Reverend Powell. And so, you know, I think it's a good start of things to come. And we've had those conversations about, you know, we have many, many amazing people who have lived here, had such a huge impact in our community, in the world. And, you know, it's something that we want to look into further to have those type of opportunities to honor people deservingly. So November 1st at noon, I believe, is when we're going to do the official ceremony.
I love it. And again, I'm a bit, you know, more statues, more variety, more history, more education. The more of it, the better. I'm any form of that. Basically, I'm all for it. City administrator search still ongoing. Where are we at?
As of this morning, we're announcing that David Stafford is going to be our new city administrator, which we're very excited about. Obviously, if you've lived here for any amount of time, you know that name, or at least familiar. He's the former supervisor of elections, and not only does he bring 30 years of experience both in the political field and in public service, but certainly in leadership. And we're very, very excited to have him. In addition to that, someone who also, like me, who grew up in Pensacola, and the credibility and reputation that he has, which, you know, I consider a sterling reputation here, will be valuable for us as we not only get things done, but also convey that message to our citizens. And to have that, you know, type of credibility and reputation in our office will be great. So we're very, very excited to have him. He starts on the 27th.
Outstanding.
And great things to come.
No, that's great. I mean, I love David Stafford. He's fantastic. So, and as you say, you know, widely respected, probably could have run for Congress and maybe won back in the day. And, you know, certainly a supervisor of elections for a long time. And then working with CISA, right? Most recently, he was working for the cybersecurity agency, wasn't he? Or DHS in some capacity.
That's where he had left supervisor for that position. But But, you know, again, I certainly we take it as a compliment that he wants to come serve the city where he's from. And that's one of the great things. It's why I do what I do, and is that when you grow up here and you're, you know, mission driven to make this the best city you can make it, because it's your city, you know, forever. You know, with that type of a line vision makes us that much more excited, you know, that we're really both doing this because we love this place.
REAP shelters are supposed to be in place by Thanksgiving. I thought that was a pretty good announcement. What's the number again that REAP's doing?
They're doing 14, and then there's another vendor that'll be doing a smaller amount, but very excited for that. Perfect setting and scenario for that already existing facility, and to get them done that quick, that's exactly why we did them.
Right.
I mean, to say, hey, let's get this procurement done and let's get these things built. So excited to hear that as well.
Pensacola Motor Lodge, you guys made a change or an announcement about this, but it's more just looking for bids, right, for development?
Exactly. It's only, to me, it's ministerial in the sense that it's, we disposed of the property technically, meaning anybody can buy it, but we're still, the mission has not changed there whatsoever. If we're going to sell it, it will be sold deed restricted, that it must be for housing, you know, affordable housing.
Okay.
So it allows us to sell it instead of just ground lease it or something like that.
And somebody, I know some people had that, well, they're getting out of the business. No, I don't think that's what they're doing. They're just trying to facilitate it happening. Hey, quickly, just the Veterans Memorial Park bathrooms, where are we at?
I know that that's moving. You know, we know what the budget is, what the budget that we have remaining is. And it's, you know, at last check, I haven't checked on it probably in a couple of weeks, but, we were moving forward pretty aggressively. So we've got the funding for it and we have the location, the exact spot for it, and just trying to get the construction going.
And these will be regular bathrooms, not the Portland Loos, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is
right.
Correct. So it'll be a regular bathroom structure right there by the parking lot.
Outstanding. All right. We always like to end with the lightning round. When you, Mayor D.C. Reeves, come upon a QR code, either on TV or in an email or in the wild, so to speak, do you scan them?
Usually. I mean, I don't do it just for, like, the sake of doing it, though. Is that what you're saying?
I
fool you with any
John QR code? John Pickens will scan anything he sees. I never scan them because I don't trust them. So where are you in that scale?
Oh, I see. All right. So then under that, I'm in the middle. I don't think that all of them are a virus like you, and simply scan every QR code for the sake of doing it. So I'm a 5 out of 10.
You're a selective scanner. You're not a promiscuous, and you're not an abstinence only. So, okay, I got you.
Exactly.
Do you use GPS when you're driving? How about right by your house?
No. I'm trying to be that traditionalist male that pretends that they know how to get everywhere. So only once I've circle the block a couple times. I certainly won't ask for directions.
Then
that's when I'll get my GPS out.
All right, very good. And what's the musical that you think, if you had to guess, you have seen the most times or know the most well, you've listened to the most, maybe you worked on it or were in it? What's your top of the mind musical?
Oh, okay. That's easy. It was the last one I've seen, and I've got an 11-year-old, so I know the soundtrack well, is Wicked. We had a chance to see it this summer, and with a sixth grader in the house, I have no choice but to know at least the majority of the songs on the soundtrack.
Well done. Mayor D.C. Reeves, we've got city council meeting tomorrow night. I expect, even though it's off agenda, you'll have a lot of people showing up again talking about the Drag Queen Christmas, and we'll see you all about all of that. In any case, otherwise, it'll be a pretty light agenda, so we'll see how long the meeting goes. It's going to be up to the public, basically.
That's right.
Mayor, thanks so much for the time, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew.